every single person, their symptoms improved and optimism improved from the time that they started playing the game to the time that they finished with us.
Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center physical rehabilitation specialist Lee Swerthan-Choundry led the research. The 19 teenagers in the study received traditional treatment for concussion symptoms that persisted beyond 3 weeks. And the experimental group also used the Super Better app as a gamified symptoms journal. In the app, concussion symptoms are represented as bad guys, while medical recommendations are power-ups. Participants could also invite friends to join their network in the app and provide responses to activity. Swerthan-Choundry says using the app for just a little bit each day improved concussion symptoms more than with standard medical treatment alone.
Instead of, I'm so frustrated, I can't get rid of this headache, it rewrites it to say, did you battle the headache bad guy today? And if so, how did you do? Just that flipping of this is an obstacle and it's your journey to overcome that obstacle seems to be enough.
Results of the study are published online in the journal Brain Injury. In addition to headaches, concussion symptoms include sensitivity to light and noise, dizziness, fatigue, and anxiety, but they also bring feelings of isolation and depression. Researchers say the app's incorporation of social game mechanics and a heroic narrative alleviate those feelings and complement standard medical care. The American Academy of Neurology recommends limiting cognitive and physical activity until the concussed individual is symptom-free without medication. But researchers say more studies are needed to investigate the role some interactive media may play in treating concussions. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.